It's 8:40 on a Tuesday morning. The Musers from Cowboys training camp here in Oxnard, California, getting ready for another practice today. And yesterday at practice, Gordo, you caught up with a famous Dallas Cowboy.
I always like to bring a little flavor of camp and introduce the P1s to a player that they perhaps haven't heard from to get the backstory. Unfortunately, I completely butchered this guy's name when I first started talking to him. It's number 25. He's a defensive player. I believe he's a cornerback.
He is.
Triquez Bridges.
There you go. Try.
I think I got it right that time.
Yeah.
Triquez Bridges. Really interesting guy. He's a smart guy from Alabama. Although I did find out he is somewhat of a conspiracy theorist. He believes in a few different things.
Okay.
But we had a nice little conversation. So listen to how badly I butcher his name at first.
Talk to you real quick for the media, Dallas.
How you doing?
Name and number.
It's Traquizzi.
Traquez. Sorry.
Anybody mispronounce your name ever?
All the time.
It's a tough one to pronounce, isn't it? What's the derivation of that name?
My on a third child on my dad's side, and just spelled Quez a little different, you know. So Tri as in three, and Quez, so Traquez.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Lynette, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
It's like 15 minutes outside of Auburn on the borderline of Alabama and Georgia.
How was the football today? Did you guys win?
I feel like we did. Yeah, we came out with a lot of energy. Kobe had a takeaway. Just like the communications was great today. Everything that we like kind of just been working on, today was the day just like to clean it up. And just like the communication effort out of today was perfect.
And when you were growing up, did you want to play football? Or was there some other goal that you had that you wanted to do?
Man, I was honestly like, I've been an athlete since I've been growing up, play every sport.
You don't want to be a lead guitarist or a state senator?
I don't know. I used to watch a lot of action movies. I always thought I would be in the army, be like a sniper or something.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, like, I was always outside as well. So football and basketball was the main two sports I played.
Can you shoot a gun?
Oh, man. Yeah.
You pretty good?
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes I go into the gun range and, like, you know, shooting, get some steam off and stuff like that.
Or what's the longest distance you've tried to shoot a target at?
I had an AR before try that, and, like 50 meters or so.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, just see how it, you know, go off and stuff like that.
I went to that Oswald training school to learn how to sharpshoot.
Oh, yeah, you do?
Like, yeah. Pretty good. Okay, if you could change one rule in football, what would it be?
Who the ball goes to. Like, when the ball, like, just like today, with Deron Bland and Quez, that was just like both of them had their hands tangled up on the ball, and just like if they both would have went down with the ball would have automatically go to the receiver instead of like the defense, instead of whoever come up with the ball. So that's a rule I would change.
What player should
Pause for a second.
What rule change was that?
If it's a tie ball, that it goes to receiver.
Okay. Yeah, that did happen yesterday, that it goes to the offense. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's saying that I think they ought to do a jump ball thing there. Like, they both come down with it, and then they both have to line up basically like the beginning of a basketball game.
Have the back judge throw it up.
Yeah, and then throw it up.
Okay.
Say that. And he mentioned there's another Quez on the team. He's Triquez, and then there's another Quez.
Who's the other Quez?
I don't know. It's like the Cowboys got a Quez dispenser.
Okay.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
All right, let's continue with Triquez.
The ball with the automatic goes to the receiver instead of like the defense, instead of whoever come up with the ball. So that's a rule I would change.
What player should date Taylor Swift next?
Oh, man. I don't have no idea. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know.
How old is good one. She is?
She can be mid-30s.
Probably somewhere around there.
Yeah.
If you were a woman, what do you think would be the thing that would annoy you the most?
The logic that a man brings. You know, a woman, she's emotional, and she goes based off her feelings, and a guy just like go based off of his logics and what's like reality is.
Uh-huh.
So,
have you ever gotten into an argument with someone over that kind of thinking?
I have sisters, so yeah.
Yeah, now that you're rich and famous.
Oh, not yet.
What would you like? What would be your big splurge purchase if you signed a huge deal? And
well, first I would definitely give that to my mom and dad, you know, because they raised me, they got me where I'm at, and I just want to be able to pay them off and just like get them to feel comfortable prior to those splurges on myself.
Uh-huh.
So I think about my family first.
Uh-huh. Do they, I guess they, how long have they lived in their house? Did you buy them a new house or something?
Well, my parents are not together, but they do a really good co-parenting, but I would do that.
You can't really get them two different houses. Maybe make a deal with them that if they got back together, then you'll buy them a house.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Would you rather fight an oversized raccoon or an undersized rattlesnake that has, like, dropsy or...
Say that again. Oversized raccoon and a what? What kind of rattlesnake?
Undersized.
I'd rather see an oversized raccoon because a rattlesnake is vicious and poison. You know, so if you miss out on him, he can get you. So I'd rather be able to see what the danger is.
Have you ever had a run-in with a wild animal?
Oh, yeah, I'm from the country, man. I see all types of animals.
I guess bobcats, raccoons, coyote.
We had like a fox run wild in the community. We had bears, all those type of things.
So my goodness.
Yeah.
But chupacabras?
I never seen one.
You believe in chupacabras?
I don't know.
What about Bigfoot?
Nah. Man, different giants and stuff, you know, it's probably around here back in the days, but I don't know.
UFOs?
Wait, stop it. I think he said there that there's he believes that there were giants back in the day.
Giants?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't believe in Bigfoot, but he does believe in giants.
That's very childish.
Yeah, giants.
People in New York don't believe in giants.
Oh,
Norm.
Oh, God.
Hello.
What, Norm? In the Pro Bowl. All right, go ahead.
Nah. Man, different giants and stuff, right? You know, it's probably
definitely giants.
Back in the days, but I don't know.
UFOs?
I do believe in that, yeah.
You do?
I think that's like, you know, it's a lot of science, a lot of things that we don't know. Like,
right.
Yeah, so.
What do you think is the nature of UFOs? Where are they from?
The ocean.
Yeah? Yeah.
Maybe the ocean.
So they're not really.
We really haven't discovered the ocean, so.
True. So they're not extraterrestrials.
Wait, pause. We haven't discovered the ocean. He is kind of right, though, in that like so much of the ocean is unexplored.
Right.
Yeah. The deep ocean.
Right. We've discovered it. We haven't explored it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, you know, and that's a popular theory.
I guess it's a possibility.
They're not extraterrestrials at all. They are from this earth, and they just live in the ocean. All right. Continue. Where the giants are.
The ocean.
Yeah.
Maybe the ocean.
So they're not really.
We really haven't discovered the ocean. So
true. So they're not extraterrestrials. They're from here.
Yeah.
And they just live in the ocean and come out.
I just like hearing about it. Just like, you know, same like just reading up on it and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It's like information that we don't know. And, you know.
You think we've ever been visited by like a time traveler?
It possibly like. Right now, I think we are premature on like. The intelligence and technology and stuff like that. So, who knows what's out there and what's not. So,
and what's your favorite Lunchable?
I like the ones with the sugar pickies. The ones with the cone of sugar pickies is my favorite.
Thanks for time.
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Boy, he answered that curveball real quick.
So weird.
Definitely the one with the sugar
jump
cookies.
Subjects that quickly. He's right there with an answer.
You know who he reminded me of? He sounded like a cross between Javier and Cavante Turpin.
Yes.
Same quick, kind of Cajun accent almost.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great.
Kind of a fast talker. Yeah, he was a really nice guy. But yeah, so I'm rooting for Triquez Bridges.
Now, I guess
feel
the other
so embarrassed. Triqueezy. Why did I think it was Triqueezy?
Yeah. I guess the spelling would make you think that. And I guess the only other Quez would be Marquez Valdez Scandling for
yes,
the Cowboys.
I tried to interview him, but he was too far towards the tunnel after signing autographs. He was signing autographs yesterday.
That would have been two Quezes in one day. That would have been a lot.
Uh-huh. I had a lot of questions.
Okay. Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad.
So there you go. There's your Eye on an Athlete.
Eye on the Cowboys with Gordon Keith.